Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16. This is letter number 5,787, Baruch Hashem. The 8th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. I guess the person was writing some letter to the Rebbe about difficulties and that he has, and there was some challenges. So the Rebbe writes, dot, dot, dot. And so the Rebbe says, since we are in those days that of this Chasima and Gemar Chasima, when we're ending up the signing off for a good year, and our sages of blessed memory said, everything goes after what you sign off, after the end, Achar Achitum. So the Rebbe says, so he prays, Yirotzen, that the Chasima, the Gemar Chasima, should be in good, that is visible, it's revealed in all matters, whether physically or spiritually. I guess the Rebbe is alluding to some of his issues that he was having. The Rebbe says that everything should end up visibly and revealed good, physically and spiritually, and it should be done with happiness and gladness of heart. You should utilize your talents that Hashem has graced you, granted you, to raise the traditional, authentic Yiddishkeit, the Keren Yisrael Sava, the authentic Yiddishkeit. I guess they were giving him some problems where he was. And the Rebbe said that, Rebbe says in quotes, it's paraphrasing a pasuk in Iyov. It says, "Lenetzach koyach alum avboy," that the power of his youth is always with him. I mean, he was saying he was getting older, because the Rebbe says, since you are tied and you're connected to the one about whom it says, "Atik yoimin Yosef." This is in referencing Hashem. He is called the Ancient of Days, sat down. So the Hashem. So when you're connected to the Ancient One, so you have the power of youth, because Hashem doesn't get old. He is also ancient. And when we have the command that we should cleave to God's character traits, which means just Hashem is compassionate, you too be compassionate. So therefore, when we follow, so then we get also the result. It says that those who are cleaved to Hashem, atem advekim b'Hashem elekeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. You that are cleaving to God, your God, you're alive today. So basically, the Rebbe says, your connection to Hashem is also extends the life. I guess maybe there were health issues, maybe he was getting older, not sure exactly. But the Rebbe says, in the above is a response to the inner point of your letter. Because the Rebbe says, what's the cause to your lack of peace of mind? What's the menuchas hanefesh that you don't have? Those are matters that are connected to time. And most of them are just a small portion, very small portion. Even if you compare it to the life that a person lives on this world. And that's at all not compared to the eternity and the activities of man which are connected to eternity. And also, it's compared to what's higher than even the definitions of time totally. As known, the statement of the Maggid, that also time is a created being. Again, he was something timely, and the Rebbe says it should not disturb your peace of mind, the Rebbe says, because this is very small stuff when you measure it relative to all of life, relative to connection that you do when you connect with eternity, with Hashem, and things which are higher than time. As he quotes, the time is also created. Anyways, the Rebbe says, hard to know exactly what he wrote, but honor with blessing for good news and all the above, and a chasima, gemar chasima toivo, that's the Rebbe's conclusion to him. Whatever was going on, the Rebbe was encouraging him to continue to do and be the connection with Hashem, which continues, which connects you with eternity.